we will simply open it up for questions unless you have an opening statement.
You know, I'm very excited and grateful to be a Chicago Bear. You know, I didn't expect to go this high in the draft, and you know, I'm just very excited to join an organization with such a great history and such a great fan base. And you know, not enough can be said about the Chicago Bears organization.
Kyle, is it a good or a bad thing to have a famous father and brother who have and who are playing in the NFL?
Well, like with anything, you take the good with the bad. Obviously, the positives definitely outweigh the negatives. You know, with the wealth of knowledge that they have in the game of football, they've been able to help me a lot through this process. And I'm, you know, I'm obviously grateful for having them and their knowledge.
Kyle, tell us about your pre-draft visit to the Bears and how that went, and what were your impressions to the organization?
Well, I mean, I wasn't surprised that I ended up being picked by the Bears. I thought I had a great visit with Coach Cromer, and I really enjoyed my time in Chicago, and you know, had a great opportunity to sit down and you know, get to know the people within the building. You know, I was walking out of you know, when I got to O'Hare and I was getting ready to fly back home, I was, you know, I had a great feeling about Chicago, and you know, obviously Coach Cromer's a great coach, and looking forward to the opportunity to try to earn the respect of my teammates, and you know, hopefully be able to help the Chicago Bears.
Why didn't you expect to be drafted this high?
You know, you never really expect to go. I mean, I was just trying to keep an open mind. In high school, I sat through 23 rounds of the Major League Baseball draft, you know, waiting to hear my name called every pick. So I just tried to keep my expectations pretty low and keep an open mind about what happened. But, you know, I'm so thrilled and you know, I was ecstatic to hear that the Chicago Bears drafted me.
Kyle, you haven't really played a lot of football games like a lot of players have, at least at the D1 level. Does that how did that affect you? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing and a bad thing. My inexperience can be looked at in two ways. It can be looked at in the light of, you know, I feel like I can get a lot better with coaching and with the right guys around me, and I feel like I have that opportunity in Chicago, and I'm really excited to get to work with Coach Cromer and the rest of the staff.
Kyle, throughout the pre-draft process, you've confronted some of the questions about your past directly. Just for people from Chicago who might wonder what happened at Florida State and how far removed you are from what was described, and you know, as chemical dependency issues, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, I was a young kid, and I was just dealing with some stuff off the field that I had to work through. I mean, I'm past it now. You know, I'm four and a half years removed from the spoken issues. So I really feel like, you know, my best ball and all that is ahead of me, and I'm really excited just to be part of the Bears organization, and I'm grateful for them, for the fact that they've given me an opportunity.
Kyle, was there ever any feelings that there were teams that were staying away from you because of what happened in the past, and how did the Bears handle it with you?
Well, the Bears were, you know, they were just very straightforward. They liked what they saw in me as a football player, and nothing from what they had heard led them to believe anything different in regards to off the field. You know, I feel like I'm a pretty stand-up guy. I'm an honest guy. I'm very forthright. I'm very blunt. And we had a great meeting, and I was able to answer some of the questions that they had. And you know, I was, you know, it was a good meeting overall.
What's your best position on the offensive line, and do you believe that you can, through hard work, win a starting job as a rookie?
You know, I'm an offensive lineman. You know, there's a lot of emphasis put on, you know, tackle or guard or center or whatever, but, you know, you can only travel a certain number of guys, and I just hope to come in and be able to earn a spot somewhere.
Any other questions?
Kyle, who first addressed you when you realized you were being taken by the Bears? Was it Phil Emery or Coach Trestman?
Robin. and then I got on the phone with Coach Trestman, Robin, who is obviously doing the point work for the Bears today. I got a phone call, and I heard her voice, and she said, you know, we're going to put you on hold, and Coach Trestman is going to get on the phone with you. And, you know, that's when my, you know, I just, my whole body, I got all hot and sweaty and excited and fired up. I got to speak with Coach Trestman, and, yeah, it's been an exciting night for my family and myself, and, I'm just really happy.
What did Coach Trestman say to you, and how do you feel like you can help this offensive line in terms of protecting Jay Cutler?
I mean, Coach Trestman just, you know, it's been clear that it's been clear from the beginning in conversations with him that I'm a very raw player, and they're on the same page with me in that, you know, I think my best ball is ahead of me, and they're confident in their staff as I am. In the fact that they can get me ready to play. You know, I just want to come in and work day in and day out and try to earn the respect of the guys around me and the people in the building over there in Chicago. And, you know, hopefully good things happen.
Kyle, Chip Kelly's system is pretty unique. What kind of adjustments do you think it'll take to adjust to the Bears system?
I mean, it's 11 guys playing against 11 guys. It's football still. You still put your hand on the ground, and you still line up in your stance. And there's a cadence, and there's a football out there, and there's a quarterback, there's a running back. So I feel like not much changes in that regard. Obviously, the tempo that we played in at Oregon, you know, turned some heads and got a lot of attention nationally from football fans. But when it comes down to it, it's still, you know, still football.
Kyle, we've heard you're the best athlete in your family. Is that accurate?
No, I don't know about that. I'm standing next to a guy who's doing dishes right now who's a pretty dang good athlete. My dad and my older brother was there tonight. Got some good athletes walking around the house. You know, I think they're kind of blowing smoke.
Kyle, speaking of that, the White Sox would like to know if you can still play.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here to play football now. I'm a football player, but, you know, who knows, down the road maybe.
Any other questions? If not, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time. We look forward to meeting you tomorrow.
Hey, thank you, guys. I look forward to meeting you all in person.